From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting new charges against UN peacekeepers. The United Nations is reporting new cases of alleged sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. The UN says it has identified seven new possible victims in the town of Bambari. The mission says the soldiers implicated in the cases are from the Republic of Congo and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Farhan Haq is the deputy spokesman for the Secretary General.
The Secretary General's special representative for the Central African Republic, Pafe Onanga Anyanga, today traveled to Bambari with a high-level delegation. He expressed his outrage and shame, discussed the sexual exploitation and abuse incidents with affected communities, and recommended additional emergency mitigation measures.
The mission says both nations have been asked to launch their own investigations. The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan told Congress Thursday that training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Barack Obama is proposing. Army General John Campbell spoke to the Senate Armed Services Committee.
At 5,500, I believe that they can do the CT mission, the counterterrorism mission, in a very limited train advice.
The general said that very little additional training of the Afghan soldiers would be possible. The World Health Organization is advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the Zika virus. The mosquito-borne virus is the most prevalent in Latin America, particularly in Brazil, and poses its greatest danger to pregnant women. Doctors suspect the virus is linked to a rare neurological condition in babies. This is VOA News. Swedish prosecutors say a United Nations panel has found that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been arbitrarily detained in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. They add that his confinement has no impact on a rape case against him in Sweden. Sierra Leone has released 55 people from quarantine after declaring them Ebola-free. They were quarantined last month after two new cases of the virus were confirmed. The Syrian civil war appears to have entered a new phase as forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad battle rebels near Aleppo. A rebel source says there were more than 100 government airstrikes Thursday on four villages near Aleppo. The government's offensive has been coordinated with round-the-clock Russian airstrikes. Pro-Assad forces say they control the al-Castello road into the city. Battlefield reversals by the rebels have opened the prospect of a prolonged government siege against rebels in Aleppo. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new aid for Syrian refugees. He made the pledge at an international donors conference. Kerry called for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid through. The conference opened Thursday in London, and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was pleased at the money that came in.
Never has the international community raised so much money on a single day for a single crisis.
Ban Ki-moon, a Pakistani Islamist leader accused of masterminding the 2008 Mumbai attacks, has threatened India will face a wave of violence unless it stops what he calls the military oppression of the people in the Kashmir region. Aisha Tanzim reports.
The founder of Lashkar-e-Taiba, Hafiz Saeed, who India blamed for the Mumbai carnage, issued the warning while addressing a gathering in Muzaffarabad, the capital of the Pakistani-administered portion of Kashmir. He again told New Delhi to withdraw its 700,000-member army from the Himalayan region or face consequences. He says if India continues what he calls a policy of trying to crush Kashmir's independence struggle with military might, then violence will go further. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are facing each other in a Democratic presidential debate at this hour in New Hampshire. According to the Real Clear Politics polls, Sanders has nearly a 16-point lead over Clinton in the northeastern state of New Hampshire, that coming just days ahead of that state's primary election. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.